Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this Ash Wednesday is the chosen Old Testament reading from the prophet Joel, the second chapter, verses 12 through 19. Even now, this is the Lord's declaration. Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Tear your hearts, not just your clothes, and return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in faithful love, and he relents from sending disaster. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, so you can offer a grain offering and a drink offering to the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Announce a sacred fast. Proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the peoples. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the infants, even babies nursing at the breast. Let the groom leave his bedroom and the bride her honeymoon chamber. Let the priests, the Lord's ministers, weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, "Have pity on your people, Lord, and do not make your inheritance a disgrace, an object of scorn among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, 'Where is their God?' Then the Lord became jealous for his land and spared his people." The Lord answered his people, "Look, I am about to send you grain, new wine, and fresh oil. You will be satiated with them, and I will no longer make you a disgrace among the nations. These are your words, O Lord. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." What are the ashes? You probably saw people walking about today with the ashes drawn in the shape of a cross on their foreheads. What are they for? To bring out that mark that God already has made on you. When he baptized you into his name, into the Son, on the cross where he punished Jesus instead of destroying you, like he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like he did other nations, like he did Israel, like he will the whole world. Why? Because we deserve to be. Disaster is right on our doorsteps. You think not? People are sneering. Fists are raised. Yes, they are saying they can do what they want. They are defying God. Hear them? Listen to what is really being said. Ha! We can do what we like. Watch and see. And we will do it again. So where is your God when I do it to his face? Where is he who calls all that we like to do, all that what we want to do evil? Where is he? Where is he who to punish what he calls sin? God says, "You are dust. You are made from dust. From dust you are taken, and to dust you will return." No one escapes death. No one. God will not be mocked. He says that the wages of sin is death. That is what God told Adam because of his and his wife's sin. Yes, and to dust the world will be reduced to also. Soon now. Maybe here in America sooner than Africa. I don't know. But remember, Nineveh repented. God spared them for several generations, over 200 years, I think it was. Pray, America. Pray, Illinois and Lombard. Repent also. Repent before it's too late. Yes, because even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Even so, still, all returns to dust. But only those with the sign of the cross on them will be raised to the newness of life. Only those who return to the Lord will be saved. Those who return to the place where that mark was made. This is what Lent is for. To mark us again for our burial. Yes, as we know what the consequences of sin are, death. Yes, from dust we too were taken and will return. But with that mark, made with water and word, his word, we won't stay there. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. We have. We are. It is called Lent. We are here. It is called the application of ashes. No, we haven't done that here yet. I am told that this congregation may never have done so. It's not a sin not to. It's something that we can talk about doing in the future if we want to. But today we remember that. We remember our baptisms. We remember what that mark on our forehead and on our heart was all about. Consecrating you and I again for burial with Christ in that living and ever-flowing water, the very water of life, so that we will be spared eternal destruction. Flames and ash. To be instead raised to eternal life. Take the ash now. Take the death now, so that life eternal is ours later. He who chases his life will lose it. He who, what, will gain it, right? If you lose your life now, that's what Jesus said. Yes, Lent is preparation for our death now. But only for our Easter later. Our very own Easter. Easter, our Easter is only possible with the cross. It's ours only that way. With Jesus' death and our death in him, in water, in word, in this life, in this world, with its ways. Let that die. Lent is a time for that, to fast and to pray, to die to self, to die to sin, to switch our focus, to remove things in our lives that distract and blind us from the truth, for that which brings death and destruction. Yes, to force us to focus, seeing that black mark on us certainly helps. That's why God has these physical things in the church, the furniture and the rituals and stuff to allow us to have our eyes fixed on that. It connects words with things. That's an important thing. It's too much out there to have our eyes look to and distract and get us going in a different direction. Let them go. Yes, to focus on dying. To let our sin nature die again. To drown it in our baptismal waters. That those things of sin, let those things of sin be removed. Let them be cleared away. Cleaned off. The things that entrap us again, that take our focus away from God, that entrap us again in this world in sin, that bring God's wrath and doom, fire and ash. Let them go. Walk away. Let them die to be replaced with life, the new life to come, that He even gives a start of this here and now, a down payment from His Easter, for our Easter to come. Yes, because then it does. Don't you know Easter already has come? Then for sure, it is to be ours next. So yes, let's get ready. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, "Spare your people, O Lord." That's my prayer. And make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. They will ridicule you, but not for the reasons, not for our sins, but for our faith. They're right if they ridicule us for our sins, for our hypocrisy, but not because we trust. They can do that. They can mock us if we trust in our God. But we pray, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? We can answer this. We can answer them, answer and say that it is not yet too late. That's why punishment hasn't been handed out. That's why the world hasn't ended. That's why God's wrath has been kept away. It's for them. It's not too late for them, even them. Tell them that. He is here in His word, which endures forever, in the living water that marked us forever to be His, and in His supper where He meets with us and He feeds us, helps us to live in this world that is going to be in flames all too soon, a heap of ash all too soon. And then Easter. Easter is so near. Ours, and then, yes, the earth's too. It too is waiting, the scriptures tell us. It too will also be reborn out of those ashes, creation remade again, just as we will be. It will be free of sin's decay. It says the trees will clap their hands. The mountains will be glad. The whole earth, no longer will it be filled with death. Something we have no clue what that would be like. We have never experienced something like that. Yes, all new and green and alive, and I mean truly, really alive as it was meant to be, and this forever. Yes, He has called us, and we have come. He has marked us. We have cried out, and we will do so until the end. Call to Him then. We will look to Him. We have turned to Him for mercy. We mourn and cry out, spare your people, O Lord. And what does He do? How does He answer? He already has. He has acted. He has answered. Jesus came and died. Jesus rose again. Jesus came to us, to you in water and in word, and does so also in bread and wine. He has marked us for death, so that we can live. Yes, He responds. He answers. He answers because then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people. The Lord answered and said to His people, behold, I am sending you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. You will be satisfied. What does He talk about? The table, that psalm that David talks about. The table that He sets before His enemies, with it overflowing. He will be satisfied. All of this has started already to come to us. In word and sacrament, because of Easter, we are being filled up with Him today, even because of Easter. And then we will see. The world and the devil will see. Easter is almost here. God says, I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This all because Easter has already come. Ours is next. Morning is about to dawn. He is coming in the fire of his glory. He will rise upon the earth, death dying in its last intense death because of his life, because of his brighter than the sunlight. Peter, James, and John saw that light. Moses saw some of that light. Then it's up and out for us. Up and out for all those marked by the sign in his name, as all is burned up in ash. Into ash, from dust you are taken, and dust you shall return. But then glory, and then Easter morning, the forever sun forever, our Emmanuel with us always, world without end. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.